Okay, we've all had a chance to sit down and digest or lose our digestion over the interview between Greta Van Susteren and Joran van der Sloot, where, in my opinion, Joran seemed to make it up as he went along, contradicting himself many times, talking about bags of cash, payoffs like we see in the movies, and selling Natalie to someone. Is any of this true? Those of us that have conducted interviews and interrogations know that you don't always get the whole truth and nothing but the truth, but bits and pieces are true. So was Joran van der Sloot telling the truth? Is Joran van der Sloot complicit in the disappearance and death of Natalie Holloway? I believe he is. Did Greta Van Susteren get duped once again? I believe she did. I think Joran van der Sloot took Greta and sailed her down the river big time. Greta did an interview, I think with good intentions, to try and get the real story out. But Joran van der Sloot is nothing but a narcissistic sociopath who couldn't tell the truth if he wanted to. The evidence points towards one thing. Joran van der Sloot seems to make up stories as he goes along. When you have something that is scripted, where you sit down and you license, which means you pay for things, Joran is going to say what he wants to say. Let's go back to the undercover Peter DeVries interview. In the vehicle, as it's rolling down the street, Joran doesn't know what's going on. Joran's not getting paid, and in my opinion, Joran is telling the truth. Nevertheless, someone comes on national TV and admits to selling a United States citizen. Where is the United States government? Where is the FBI? Where is the State Department? Why aren't they going after this person and their family? Is it true? Isn't it true? We shall see. We shall find out. I think Greta was taken for another ride. That's my opinion. I think she could have asked better questions. And I think the contradictions that continued on and on, right down from the amount of money that he was paid, it was $200 was missing, and then $400 was missing, and it was $9,600, and then more. And then having him call and say, oh, by the way, I lied about this all, told a big story. Will Joran's lawyer come and say, yep, that's exactly what he said? Not a snowball's chance in hell. If he's wrong, if I'm wrong, we will find out soon enough. But the story is still this. Justice needs to be served for Natalie Holloway. Justice will be served in some form one day. And we shall have to sit and wait to find out. My name's Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.